pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back in studio, at least for today. Yesterday, great day at Haymarket Park. Got to see some baseball. A few too many errors for the Lopers, but the weather wasn't that great. But you were in the press box, Daddy.
Yeah, it was nice in the press box. Take away the 700 runs, I believe, for the Lopers.
That's hard to do.
Well, we had a competitive ball game. People get some good at bats. They got a baseball game in. You know what? A lot of people wouldn't have played yesterday. It was not a nice day. It was cold. It was breezy. But they got the nine innings in and a game in the books nonetheless.
Coach Mike Anderson after the ball game.
Good day, I think, using coach's cliche, but it was kind of a workman's-like type day. I think probably the best thing that could have happened to us is they went out and scored two runs early and made us concentrate a little bit more, but tremendous amount of credit to them. I've said this almost every year with them. I really like their program. I like the way they play the game. Tremendous respect for their kids and Damon Day. I really like what they do.
So, good words from Coach Anderson, and of course they're going to be good words. I think the working relationship has improved between Nebraska and UNK, and I think Coach Anderson knew that they had to get things turned around, and he knew that Casey Hopman was going to be a little nervous on the mound.
Yeah, I think everybody saw it. He was probably a little timid in the first start, and second inning, third inning, man, he got after it. Thought he pitched a lot better. That's kind of what we expect out of him.
And of course, Casey Hopman. Why should I know that name? The quarterback at Millard West when Kearney High beat them, right? Millard West.
Millard West or Millard North?
Not what North.
West side.
Yeah, Omaha West side. How about that?
Omaha West side.
West side with Collins Okafor, quarterback at Omaha West side when Kearney won the state football championship 2 years ago, and getting his first start for the Huskers yesterday.
Yeah, didn't probably go as he envisioned that first inning, but he settled down and got through three innings of work and then turned it over and got some other kids some much-needed midweek work.
Joe Hadasaki.
Of
course, Damon Day, when your all-time series record against Nebraska is 43-1, well, you have to figure what's going to happen as far as a win or a loss. And he took the normal coach's mentality and started talking about the errors right away.
Well, I think when you give up 700 in runs, you can't expect to beat anybody in the country, let alone a Division I baseball team that's a Big 12 power. And so we just didn't play defense, and, our pitching staff's not the type of pitching staff that can pitch around mistakes like that. And that's the game to us right there. When you give up 700 in runs to a team of this caliber, you're going to be on the backside of losing more times than not.
Like always.
More times than not, or always. Or always. And they were really unforced errors, too. Blake Cover made a great play at third base. Then he came back with two errors on balls that he normally fields. Just one of those things. Cold day, one of those things. It's baseball. It's early in the season.
Well, we've got a big show planned today. Just kind of wanted to recap yesterday as we were at Haymarket Park for a special extended edition. Want to thank all the folks, Seamus and the gang at Nebraska, and chance to talk with Dave Bingham, coach, and R.D. Spees, and Brooksy Wells, and Damon Day, and Seth Swoboda from UNK, Griff Watson, all live yesterday. And, of course, we talked with Jim Weeks, Beatrice basketball coach, on the show yesterday. Today, we continue our preview of the state high school basketball tournament. Craig Schnitzler from Kennesaw going to join us in just a second. Then we'll talk with Randy Bauer at Pleasanton, two coaches that are really on the opposite end of the spectrum as far as state expectation goes from a seeding purpose. And we're also going to catch up with the head men's basketball coach at Creighton University. Dana Altman is going to join us in the second half of the program today as they get ready for the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
Little correction. Thanks, Trent. Millard South is where Casey Hopman went to high school.
Slap me.
Yeah.
Sorry. No.
Doug, before we get too much further in the show, Nebraska basketball, can we mention that quickly in passing?
No.
Douglas?
It won't be quick. It won't be quick. The point you want to make will not be quick. You can't
I'm not making the point. I'm making the point that nobody gave them a chance, including myself, including you, including anybody in the state other than that team and Doc Sadler.
You want to know who else isn't being given a chance? The New York Giants. Or, as I hear, that is the mantra that the Kennesaw Blue Devils are taking as they get ready to take on Wes Eichmeyer and his 30-point performance per game and Archbishop Bergen tomorrow morning right here on ESPN Radio at 9 o'clock. And, Coach, by this time tomorrow, she'll all be over for one of you two teams. And I guess everybody wants to harp on you being the huge underdog. And it sounds like you guys have picked that role and have taken a good attitude about it.
Yeah, I think we have. Everybody's talking about we've got a tough road ahead of us, and our kids know that. They understand who they're playing and what the Bergen is about. But our kids are excited, and they just prepared really well this last week, and we feel we'll come out and play the best we can and see what happens.
Craig, is it a situation, your game plan going in, is it you've got to stop Wes Eichmeyer and let the other guys beat you?
We've looked at several situations, and that be one of them.
Snipers? Have you looked at snipers?
You don't average 30 a game and not be very good, And so we're more concerned about not letting the other guy score big on us. And if we give 30 to him, he'll hold the others to 20. That's 50 points. That gives us a good chance. So we're going to go in and just play straight up and see where that takes us to start the game. And hopefully, we've got to get into an offensive set as well. They're going to put a lot of pressure baseline to baseline, and we just got to handle that and do the best we can. And if we can get some open shots, we got to nail them.
Kennesaw coach Craig Schnitzler joining us here the day before the state tournament. Kennesaw making their first trip to state since 92, but that's the key, isn't it, Craig? I mean, we've seen it day to day. It doesn't matter who you're playing. If you can't get the ball up the court, it's not going to matter what happens because you can't get into your half court.
So. That's right. Yeah, and they love to apply pressure, and they kind of feed off it. When they feel momentum slipping on them, they'll go right into a full court trap or a diamond press, and they use that to get some easy buckets and get their confidence and their momentum back on their side.
Craig, when you look at them, the average is 76.5 points. Obviously, you mentioned them getting into those traps and those diamond presses, but it turns into fast break points for them. Slowing that down is going to be key as well.
Right. We've got to force them to make passes on the offensive side for them and use some clock. I don't think we want to get into a run and gun. Although I think our kids can push the ball pretty good, but that's just not. We don't want to play their game. We want to play our game.
Craig Schnitzler, the head boys basketball coach at Kennesaw, joining us here. Obviously, Craig, I've got a chance to see you play a few times this year, and we've chatted on the air, we've chatted off the air. It seems like a team, I saw it with girls last week. I think if you look at a record of somebody that's in that 14-7, 17-6 type of mode, you don't usually get a four-quarter performance. And most of the time, it's good enough if you have a good team to play 2.5 or 3 quarters, but that's not going to be good enough in Lincoln.
No, not down there with especially with Bergen or anybody else you're playing down there. You've got to play 32 minutes of basketball, and you've got to be consistent, on both ends. Down there, defense is key because everybody can score and everybody's going to be athletic, and you just got to play that complete game.
Craig, who on your team is going to draw the assignment of trying to slow down Wes Eichmeyer?
We're going to put our best on their best, Trevor Stickles.
Well, you know what? He's one of the better ones in the area, Craig.
He really is, yeah.
It doesn't matter offensively or defensively. He is a playmaker and can turn the tables and, I think, slow somebody down.
Absolutely. And he came to me. We hadn't really discussed it early last week when we knew who we were playing. He says, I want Eichmeyer. He's a kid that has a lot of confidence. He has a lot of athletic ability. And, I think it'll be a great matchup. He's got a couple inches on Trevor, but Trevor's got a 32-inch vertical, so he can get up in the air.
Take me through your thought process going into the postseason here, Craig, because you guys off to a 10-3, very solid start in the Fort Kearney Conference, and then you drop 4 out of 5 going into the postseason. You did not look like a team that was going to even get through the postseason.
No, we really had a tough January, and it really was the toughest part of our schedule, I felt, going through the season, and we didn't handle it very well against, you know, it was disappointing to lose to some of the better teams. We were hoping we could get one or two wins out of that group, and it just didn't happen. But we regrouped after the conference tournament. The kids still knew that everything was in place. If we did our job, took care of business through sub-district districts, we'd be down to Lincoln.
Craig, if you look over the whole Class D1 field, what do you see from the other side?
I see a lot of athletic basketball teams. It could come from Hay Center, looks very athletic. Bergen's obviously the front runner, but even in our bracket with Meade and Palmer, they got athletic teams. They know how to play the game, and it's just a really solid field.
Would you rather play Palmer or Meade, Craig?
Well, I tell you what, I would take either one. It would be kind of fun to play Meade because I coached there for 7 years.
Yeah,
that would be enjoyable.
I know there's always backstories that people just don't either they don't remember or they don't realize. And no matter what happens tomorrow, Craig, a great season, and we sure appreciate you catching up. And I just want you to know, I had the Patriots, so I'm not very good at picking these things.
Well, you know, we've taken that underdog role and we've run with it, and you know, that's, we're one of the 8 teams, and anything can happen down at state. I think we've seen that year in and year out.
Well, there was some number ones on the rope last week. Let's see if you guys can do it tomorrow morning. Craig Schnitzler, head boys basketball coach at Kennesaw. Craig, thanks so much for the time here on the Doug
Show.
All right,
well, thank you, Doug, and you guys take care.
All right, take care. Well, Daddy, there's it would be the biggest upset of the day. There's no doubt about it. There's no other game that somebody is more favored at state than Archbishop Bergen. There is no other game.
I don't remember every game that ever took place at the state tournament, but I remember a 1992 tournament, which Maxwell went down awful hot, about 24-0, ran into a Harvard team. It was 12-9. Harvard advanced. Maxwell went home.
I believe Spalding Academy went down. This is D2 years ago, 8-8. Maybe
8-8.
8-8 or 10-8. Maybe they were 8-8 going into the postseason, were 11-8 or something. And they went in and did something special. And, it can be done. And especially, I think, in the lower classes, it can be done. Because you just don't know. The one thing here, though, is it's not like Archbishop Bergen is a number one seed that hasn't been tested. This team has beaten Boys Town twice.
Well, and they've played in some, you can't say. They played the Heartland Event Center in a different atmosphere than the high school gym. You know, the state tournament's a different atmosphere. It's
Saints
a different animal.
By 11. I mean, there's just be pretty impressive. But you can hear the game tomorrow morning right here at 9 o'clock on ESPN Radio. We continue our boys' state tournament coverage. Talk in just a couple of minutes with Randy Bauer from Pleasanton. And, yes, Danny wants to talk Texas-Nebraska. I do as well. And I'm just thinking, the big picture was Nebraska outplayed Texas dramatically in the second half. And actually, again, how can you just get thumped so bad in a 5-minute stretch? And that's what separates your wannabes from your teams that are going to be playing in the big dance is 5 minutes out of 40 minutes. And the last 5 minutes of that second half were just disastrous to Nebraska last night. They end up getting down by 17. And then, boy, Texas just couldn't miss. And when they did, they got the offensive board. We'll talk about that. Whole lot more. Creighton coach Dana Altman joins us on the show as well. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Carney Auto offers a great selection of quality cars, vans, SUVs, and pickups. And you can buy here and pay here, too. Need a rental car? Call Carney Auto and pay just $19.95 a day. Get the most for your money at Carney Auto, East Highway 30. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will be home this weekend to skate against Green Bay. Face-off Friday and Saturday is set for 7:05. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will be competing in the RMAC tournament in Pueblo, Colorado. The semifinals are Friday, where the men take on Colorado Christian at 5. The women play Metro State at 7. The championships are Saturday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will wrap up the regular season hosting Colorado Sunday at 2 at the Devaney Center. The game is televised on Fox Sports Net. The Nebraska women will wrap up the regular season Wednesday night, hosting Iowa State at 7:05. Hastings College wrestling team is in Sioux City, Iowa for the NAIA Nationals this weekend. The Nebraska wrestling team is in Stillwater, Oklahoma for the Big 12 Championships on Saturday. For UNK, they're at the Division II Championships next week. In baseball, Hastings College will host Northern State. UNK will be at Regis, and Nebraska will host Northern Colorado this weekend. In softball, UNK will host Mesa State, and Hastings College has their own Invitational. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see cloudy skies linger across the area today with some partial clearing possible late. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay fairly steady in the 20s with a gusty northwest wind of 12 to 25 miles per hour. There also is a slight chance of some flurries or snow showers through midday. Lows near 14 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
It's Wednesday, it's Wednesday, it's Wednesday, it's Wednesday. What does that mean at O'Malley's?
Beer and burger night. Beer and burger night.
Get fries, get lettuce, get onion chips.
$1.50 each. Not for each onion chip. Not for each french fry. But $1.50 burgers and french fries.
So good. I Chris Cuts. Are you kidding me with those Chris Cuts? O'Malley's Chris Cuts. Really. Seriously. Can we get down there for lunch? No. That's going on tonight at O'Malley's beginning at 5 o'clock. And a burger, $1.50. Fries, $1.50. Draw, beer, $1.50.
What if I want a bottle of beer?
Well, they serve those. They also have Coors Light specials from 9 to close tonight. Coors Light, Miller Lite, Long Necks, only $2. That's right, $2. Just $2.
Oh, make you holla.
$2. Burger and beer tonight at O'Malley's. Burger, fries, draw beer from 5 to 9 for $1.50 each. And then after that, 9 to close, $2 each for Coors Light, Miller Lite, Long Necks. And, of course, they're getting geared up for St. Patrick's Day at O'Malley's. The countdown is on. If you get confused and you're not exactly sure when St. Patrick's Day begins, go in and take a look. They've got the sign and they got the clock counting it down. But don't forget tonight, best deal in town. Burger and beers tonight at O'Malley's. Getting underway at 5 o'clock. Tasty burgers, great fries, onion chips, whatever you want for a side. They'll cook them up for you down there, and you'll be ready to go. Get your Wednesday night off to a great start. Stop by after work or just when you're getting ready to get out, catch the back end of the special tonight at O'Malley's, downtown Kearney, on the Brinks.
Downtown Kearney Center.
Okay, Texas, Nebraska. Your point is if Nebraska would have won last night and beat Colorado, they're in the NCAA tournament.
I say that yes.
I continue to say no. No, they would have to have continued to win in the Big 12 Conference Tournament. Sweep the table. Get to the semifinals. In fact, I don't, depending on how they look at it, the close loss may not hurt them if they make it to the Big 12 semifinals. And Kansas is there. Texas is there. There's no other upsets there. I still don't think they'll get in. But you would have to look at the body of work that Nebraska has put together and the key element of last 10 games. If Nebraska goes 3-1 in their next four, look at what they've done in their last 10 games. What, 8-2 would be their mark in their last 10 games? But the problem is, the stat is, no team that has ever went 8-8 or worse in the conference had gotten in. and Nebraska would have a losing record in the conference now at 7-9.
I just thought last night there were two opportunities with the game tied and Texas missed a shot. The one time Nebraska looks to have the basket surrounded, the ball bounces Texas's way. The only place the Husker was not able to get their hands on the ball, and then he makes that shot. Augustine makes the three-pointer that was an absolute backbreaker, and then they could miss a free throw down the stretch. And then with 9 seconds left, when Merritt gets his big paw on the ball, somehow, I don't have the player's name in front of me, knocks it out of his hands, and then Sec Henry, I believe, fouls to end the game. They did not miss one free throw down the stretch. Yeah, I remember Merrick missing back-to-back free throws. That would have made up, obviously the three-pointers so many times during the game, which free throws come into play, and that was just one of the instances. Merrick misses back-to-back free throws, and it doesn't matter. It was in the second half, about 7 minutes left. They're able to come, Texas, though, able to make plays, and that's what good teams do. They're able to make plays down the stretch. It's one of those situations. There were two offensive rebounds. There were two times Nebraska has the basket surrounded, the ball tied, the ball flips out of the rim, and nobody is there. Nobody can get that rebound, and it's just an absolute backbreaker, and then he hits a three, and the game's over.
Well, Daddy,
that's what Doc Sadler wants. He wants an opportunity with a minute and a half.
How competitive is he? How great is how much is he the right guy for Nebraska? It's almost, I sat there and I got into that game last night, only getting to watch the second half because when we got back. But we listened to the first half with Kent Pavelka and Andy Markowski doing a great job, and it was great that we were able to actually hear that. And then also then we saw the second half, and just a couple things that just didn't go their way. But, boy, the fire was there last night, and hopefully they find a way to blow out Colorado Sunday. Because if they would play like that Sunday, they would blow Colorado out. But you never know what the intensity is going to be. Sometimes people think high school teams, college teams, pro teams are going to blow other teams out. Well, we just talked to Craig Schnitzler, and his team is the decided underdog for Kennesaw taking on Archbishop Bergen. Well, many teams have been the decided underdog against Pleasanton, and the latest one of those was Hitchcock County in the district final. But, Daddy, oh, wait. Oh, not so fast, my friend.
Pleasanton has to travel the length of the court. They have brought into the game Mitch Olson. They want all three-point shooters out there. Axman, both Giffens, and Trey Shafto. Jordan Axman's hit six threes. Hitchcock County is putting an eye on him. They need a three to go to overtime, and here we go. They get it into Axman up the floor left side. They double-team him. They triple-team him into the corner. Three on the way at the horn. It is good! We're going to overtime, Trey Shafto!
And with that, Bruning Davenport did some dancing in the street because they got the wild card. Pleasanton goes into the district champion, and we are pleased to be joined by the head Bulldog himself, Randy Bauer, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, it's you think back to that ball game, and I continue to think, boy, Hitchcock County was a pretty good basketball team. But as you look back, is there more relief now that you got through that game with a win?
Yes, there was a lot of relief. There's a lot of pressure on the guys. We're supposed to win it, and that's why you play each one of those ball games. Just like you were talking about Kennesaw and Bergen's going to have to play there. Kennesaw has nothing to lose and everything to gain, and it's kind of the opposite on us. We're the ones that's supposed to win, and the pressure's on us. So, hopefully we're ready to play ball.
Are you more relieved you won't have to see that officiating crew at the state tournament that you had to see against Hitchcock County as well?
I'm not going to comment on that. I think, they do their job, and I got to do my job.
So yeah, they just didn't do their job very well. What are you going
to
do?
Boy, there's Daddy.
That's like everybody listens to you guys.
Well, you know what? When you suck, you need to be called out on it.
Oh, Lord, you've been holding that one in.
I have been holding that one in. And Randy, another thing I've been holding in is how do you go back to last year's state tournament? I've tried to forget it. I was there. How do you go back and try and forget the experience the kids had last year and focus on what's ahead of them this year?
Well, we just it's a whole new ball game. You know, last year we didn't play very well. We played not very good defense. We were emotionally not ready to play, and you know, hopefully this year we've turned some things around. I think our girls going down and playing well has really inspired our guys to come down there, and they're going to have to play hard to get to that point too. And you know, hopefully we can use that momentum to go into with the boys.
Yeah, there's only one way they can do better, and that's get the big trophy. Randy Bauer joins us from the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Let's take a look. Did you know St. Edward was going to be your draw? Your initial reaction to getting the defending state champion and one of the best, if not the best, player in D2 in Shavonte Samuels?
Yeah, he's a very good ball player, and I was disappointed with our draw. I mean, I think we got a really tough first round game, and we need to be ready to play. We've worked really hard this week on trying to prepare for this team, but with Shavonte, he is just an outstanding driver. He dishes. He makes his other teammates better. So you know, we got our hands full.
Randy, is this a game where you want to get up and down the floor a little bit more than St. Edward might?
I don't know that yet. I mean, we've discussed that, running and going up and down the floor. We just need to contain Shavonte, because he'll get the ball from the rebound and go coast to coast, you know, and go right at him. So we don't want that to happen. We just got to play really good defense, and we've got to be able to know where he's at, hopefully these other guys, a couple of the games that I've watched, some of these other guys have really stepped up and played well, and then sometimes they haven't. So maybe we can get them on an off night.
We are talking with Randy Bauer, the head boys basketball coach at Pleasanton. They play at 7 o'clock against St. Edward. You'll hear the game on Power 99 FM tomorrow night. Pleasanton has 7 players that average 7 points or more per ball game. St. Edward probably won't get 7 kids in the game. You've got 3 kids that average in double figures, and then the Fitcher kid averages 7 points. So you have 4 kids that average 7 points or more, and nobody else that averages more than 2. In fact, they only have 11 kids listed on the varsity roster. So, Randy, depth is definitely in your favor.
Right, right. And we're going to really try to put a lot of intense defense on. You know, we've even, you know, we've worked on some different situations to try to stop Shavonte. So hopefully that'll help. And then, you know, and it's going to take a lot of pressure. It's going to take a lot out of the kids to try to play defense on him and slow him down. So, you know, we got enough guys on the bench that can come in. If we do happen to get in foul trouble this year, we got guys that can come in and work hard and give us some good, valuable points off the bench.
Randy, one big advantage I see is playing in that Fort Kearney Conference, playing the likes of Ravenna, you know, playing teams like that really sets up well for you guys as you head into the state tournament, where as I look at St. Edward, I don't see that the quality opponents up there on their schedule.
Yeah, we got a brutal schedule. I mean, we play a lot of tough teams, and a lot of them are D1 and C2 teams, and I think that does propel you for state. I mean, you know, there's no question about that.
Well, you take this trip down there. Overall, you have to be thinking, at least in the back of your mind, the kids have to be thinking, we're going down to win a state championship. But this D2 field has some pretty big bumps in the way. Whoever you would happen to face if you move on in the semifinal is going to be a great team. And you look at the other side, you got Ewing and Sacred Heart could come out of there.
Right. I mean, they got a great field in D2. There's a lot of good teams, and it's one of those things that anybody could really win it, you know. But, you know, the guys have talked about setting our goals to get down there, and then once we get down there to go one game at a time, and right now we got to look at St. Edward's, but if we can beat them, we've got tapes on the other two, and we'll be prepared for them.
Randy, before we let you go, give me one key offensively and one key defensively if you guys are going to advance to the semifinals.
Well, we need to have Elijah play well. He needs to play well. We need to be able to get the ball inside to him and score some points. And then when he starts pulling a double team, we can pass it out. We got to be able to shoot outside. And then that's for offense. And then defense, we just got to be able to shut down Shavonte. You know, we can't let him have 30 points or whatever. We got to keep him in the teens.
Well, Randy, we sure appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you tomorrow night in Lincoln, and best of luck to the Bulldogs this weekend.
All right, well, thanks, and thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Thanks, Randy. Talk to you again soon. Randy Bauer, head boys basketball coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Every game for them is going to be tough.
You know, it's one of those deals where a lot of times I think you get in these lower classes and you think, well, there's two teams that are head and shoulders. This isn't the case this year. What Hampton Hawks, Jerry Eichhoff's going for the all-time, I mean, it's something.
That is one of the side stories, yes. If they beat Bruning Davenport, he will tie Ed Colleran from? Oh, that should have been the Troutman's trivia. Because that's like worth $1 billion right there.
Ford.
Troutman, no. He will tie with 648 wins, Ed Colleran, I'll tell you in a minute. If they can win, if Hampton gets to the finals, Jerry Eichhoff would be the winningest coach in the history of boys state basketball in Nebraska. What an unbelievable story. And I think maybe we'll be trying to effort to Coach Eichhoff next week, no matter what happens, from the Hampton Hawks. Ed Colleran from Spalding Academy.
648 wins.
That's a lot of coaching. It's tough to coach that long. It's tough to win that many games. You know what else is tough? Getting a hole in one. But you know,
there's an opportunity to get some cash if you get a hole in one.
That's right. If you do it next Saturday, March 15th at Prairie Hills Golf Course, new member open house, it could be worth $40,000 or a new GMC Acadia. Complete rules on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills ad and find out how you can win $40,000 during the hole-in-one contest, just part of the Prairie Hills Golf Course new member open house, Saturday, March 15th. The open house is going on from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Free snacks, half-price drinks. Check out the membership options and opportunities. You can come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude. And, boy, the weather might just be good enough that it's really going to want you to get out and play a little golf. And if it's not good enough, like the last couple of days with all this wind, check out the simulator. The 2007 Simulator of the Year is at Prairie Hills Golf, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Check it out today. Call for a tee time on the simulator or to find out more information on the Prairie Hills Golf Course new member open house March 15th. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dana Altman, the head men's basketball coach at Creighton, will join us, plus a few picks for the boys' state tournament as well from us after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. It's great. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. Try Stamps.com today, right now. Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office. Long waits, tedious. No need to lease or buy an expensive postage meter. What a waste. Go to Stamps.com today. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. And with my special offer, you have nothing to lose. For a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Then type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
Effort, drive, and determination build champions. Be there March 26th, 27th, and 29th at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney for the 2008 NCAA Division II Women's Elite Eight, hosted by the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Call 308-865-1563 or log on to ncaasports.com.
The Boys State High School Basketball Tournament tips off Thursday, and we've got you covered right here on ESPN Radio. It starts at 9 in the morning with Kennesaw battling Archbishop Bergen. You can hear the Minden-St. Cecilia game on ESPN Radio and 1230 KHAS, and the Kearney Bearcats take on Omaha Central Thursday night at 8:45 here on ESPN. Thursday on Power 99 FM, it's Ravenna and Perkins County at 2, Grand Island Central Catholic Deschler at 3:45, and Pleasanton-St. Edward at 7. The Boys State High School Basketball Tournament begins Thursday.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see cloudy skies linger across the area today with some partial clearing possible late. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay fairly steady in the 20s with a gusty northwest wind of 12 to 25 miles per hour. There also is a slight chance of some flurries or snow showers through midday. Lows near 14 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where not only is the state high school basketball tournament getting underway, but Daddy, conference tournaments, they've already begun, and the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament will be shipping off Thursday night with a couple of play-in games, and then on to the quarterfinals with Arch Madness going on beginning on Friday.
Yeah, so, you know, it's amazing when you talk about Creighton basketball and you talk about the success this team's had in this tournament. We're pleased to be joined by their head coach right now, and Dana Altman. Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning.
No problem, gentlemen.
Dana, let's start with that success. This is a team, as you go back and look at where you were picked in the preseason, fourth, and you go into this conference tournament sitting in that number four spot. Were there many surprises for you as this season moved along, including that great game that was played this weekend?
Well, there were a lot of ups and downs. I don't know if there were many surprises. We were worried that we may be a little inconsistent this year because of all the new faces that we had, and we were. We had some great wins where we really played well. We also had some disappointing losses where I felt like, more or less, we just kind of gave the game away. And, we're probably one or two games away from having a very good at-large chance, and that's really disappointing. We're 20-9. If we're 22-7 right now, and we had those opportunities at Evansville, a home game against Drake where we missed free throws, could have really meant the difference to a very, very good season.
Coach, in following those teams throughout the season, assess how they progressed.
Well, we've made a lot of progress in a lot of different areas. Booker Woodfox, a junior college transfer, has really come on. Cavell Witter, who had 42 in that game against Bradley the other night, has really made some big steps. And then our freshman class, I think, is developed really nicely. Kenny Lawson was on the all-freshman team. He's been a starter for us at 6'9 in the post. And then P. Allen Stinnett is really had a great year. He was the newcomer of the year, the freshman of the year in our league. He's our leading scorer and really has a chance to be an awfully, awfully good player. But I also like the development of Kent Walker. Caleb Corver is going to be a very good player for us. Casey Harriman. So our freshman class has really, really made some big strides.
Creighton basketball coach Dana Altman is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, Coach, does Cavell come up to you and say, are you going to pencil me in the starting lineup Friday?
No, he's got a little bit... get a little more consistent in practice before we do that. He did have an awfully good offensive game, and his consistency, though, is really not been very good this year. He's a very talented young man, but if he gets off on the wrong foot, he has a tendency to, make some bad decisions. If, for example, the Bradley series, at Bradley, he went 0-for-4 and had four turnovers, but then at home he had just an unbelievable game. So he's a little inconsistent, but I think with a lot of weight work and a lot of work in the off season, he's just a sophomore. He could have two very good years for us.
Well, and Coach, it's been all the rave, I guess, this week on Sports Talk Radio right there in Omaha, listening to Kevin and Michael and the gang there comparing this with one of the great games that you could have ever went and witnessed or been a part of. What about for you sitting on the bench? It had to be kind of working at the heart and working at the hair a little bit. But what about just the great game against Bradley and how it compares to maybe some of the others that you've been around?
Well, offensively, it really was a good ball game. Both teams hit a lot of big shots, and some of them weren't as guarded as either coach would have wanted them to be, but there were still a lot of big shots hit. And so from a fan's perspective, it was a very entertaining game. From a coach's perspective, you look at all the what ifs, and there were a lot of them in the game that could have tilted the game either way, in regulation or either of the overtimes. So it was a fun game to be involved with. It seemed like it took 4 hours for the darn game to get over because we were down 14 in the first half and we got up 17 and then here they come. And so it was a lot of ebb and flow in the game, and it seemed like it took forever to get the game done.
Coach, when you say Creighton and you say the Missouri Valley, a lot of people get that mid-major. You know, that always seems to come up. But the atmosphere and the luxury you're afforded in the Quest Center and the crowds you get is certainly does not take a backseat to anybody in the Big 12, anybody in the Big 10. Talk about that atmosphere.
Well, the people here in Omaha have been very good to us. We finished last year 13th in the nation in attendance. This year, we are 15th. We went down 100 people, but Marquette and somebody else went in and got ahead of us. So I think there's one Big 12 school ahead of us, which would be KU. But other than that, you know, we outdraw everybody else in the Big 12. I don't even think it's close. And so our people have been very good, and I think they enjoy our team. You know, and we, you know, our power rankings always been good. We've been a top 50 program for the last 12 years with our power ranking, and so when we have the opportunity to play some bigger schools, we've done all right, and we've been a little disappointed in a couple of very close losses in the NCAA tournament, but you know, that's all part of the process and trying to get our program elevated a little bit. And we're very excited about our sophomores and freshmen in our program right now. We feel like we have a chance to be awfully, awfully good next couple of years.
We're pleased to be talking with Creighton Head Men's Basketball Coach Dana Altman here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Blue Jays have won 6 of the last 9 conference tournaments. Coach, are you going to have to win the conference tournament? A lot of people want to know, do you have to win the conference tournament to make the NCAA, and does that make it a little bit tougher as you go into this week?
Oh, I think we do. As I mentioned, a couple of those games earlier in the season, I think, would really put us in contention to maybe win one game and be in, but with the situation we're in, finishing fourth in the league, we're going to have to win the tournament, I imagine, and that's going to take a great effort on our part. But we've been in this situation a number of times before, and our young men have found a way to compete. And you know, if we can get through the first game, you know, our depth becomes a real bonus for us. Playing 3 games in 3 days. We play 11, 12 guys. If we can get through that first night, you know, our depth always really kicks in and gives us a big advantage. So, again, Bradley's a very difficult first-round opponent, but I sure like our chances if we can get that game and probably have an opportunity to play Drake again. And Drake's had a wonderful year, but we match up pretty good with them. And then we get in the finals, and again, our depth has always been a big factor in that. We're 6-0 when we've gotten to the final, and so hopefully, you know, we'll play well Friday, play well Saturday, get that opportunity.
Coach, how many teams out of the Missouri Valley Conference, in your mind, deserve to be in the NCAA tournament?
Well, right now, if Illinois State and Drake do not win the tournament, they'll get in, I think. Illinois State's got a power ranking of about 36. Drake is 15. So those two schools are in. And someone else wins the tournament, we could have 3. But 3's the most we'll get this year. But I think 2 are definitely in. And if neither Illinois State or Drake win the tournament, I think we'll get 3.
Well, I'm sure the ticket brokers would like to see you guys make a run so that you could play in the NCAA tournament right there at home.
Well, they wouldn't allow that. You can't play at your home site. But Omaha sold out. The city's really excited about the tournament. And I think this will be one of the better atmospheres of the 8 first-round sites. I don't think there'll be any doubt that this one will be one of the best. That, from what I understand, the ticket prices and everything here in Omaha are well exceed anywhere else. The excitement here for the tournament, I think, is greater than probably any of the other 7 cities that host the first round.
Well, as we said before, Coach, you guys are doing a great job. We love talking Creighton basketball from time to time, and I think the most interesting stat as we let you get out of here, 8 of the last 10 teams at Creighton have finished either first or second in the conference. The 2 that didn't won the conference tournament, and that's the exact same spot that the Blue Jays are in this week. Dana, thanks so much for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck this weekend in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
Thanks, fellas. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Coach. Dana Altman, head men's basketball coach. How strange is that, Daddy, that when they're not in the top 2 seeds, the 2 times they have won the tournament and got into the big dance? And
so,
you know what?
So amazingly enough, one of those times they did not make it. In the
some of the times when they were the two seed, they didn't get in, which was weird. But come on, there's not one. Seriously, if you don't think being from Nebraska and being a lifelong Nebraska, even if you're a Cornhusker fan, you know the tournament gives a little more when Creighton's in there. You watch Creighton, you want them to win.
Yeah.
Majority of the people. I don't know why you would ever have anything against Creighton.
No, their basketball program.
Yeah, yeah. So,
baseball program is another story.
Oh, you and Eddie. Coming up, we've got some picks to make. We're going to break down the Boise State basketball tournament. And again, for Creighton, they play Friday at 2:30 in that first round game against
Bradley. First Bradley. There you go again.
Brutal, but boy, I like the optimism. He's not. He says we're not really afraid of Drake so much.
We're going there to play three games. Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, Bradley be interested to hear that, probably.
Wouldn't surprise me. I would almost say that Bradley is going to be the toughest game for them.
Well, you got to think that Drake may be in a little bit of relaxed mode, knowing that they don't have to play all out. You know, and he's got the same feel from Illinois State as well.
And Creighton gave him a game both times, down to the wire, once going overtime. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and more coming back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
The 2008 NCAA Division II Women's Basketball Elite Eight is returning to Kearney, Nebraska on March 26th, 27th, and 29th. I'm Brenda Van Lingen, a Loper alum, and I'll be one of the announcers for the ESPN2 national broadcast of this exciting event. The nation's eyes will be on Kearney in central Nebraska, so don't miss this unique opportunity to be part of history while watching some of the greatest athletes in the country compete on the hardwood.
.com and auto insurance utopia? Well, in a typical utopia, you spend hours frolicking in lush green meadows and splashing around in crystal clear waterfalls. But in an auto insurance utopia, you can compare Progressive rates to those of other top companies all in about 8 minutes, leaving you plenty of time for, well, frolicking. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates in Mayfield, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
I'm Ryan Howard, and this is Practice Pop-Ins.
Heard you guys were getting ready for the season, so I snagged some Adidas gear from Dick's Sporting Goods. Want some?
Yeah.
Who's the 12? Where's the lefty?
Still have I work out with you guys today?
Hey, you guys kind of surprised?
Yeah. Who wants to be a star?
Just make it happen.
There you go.
Boy.
Everyone hits cleanup. One thing I learned in college, on a low pitch, is you want to try and swing down to get it to go up. You notice like a game of opposites.
I'm Ryan Howard. Check out the exclusive Adidas baseball gear only at Dick's Sporting Goods.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see cloudy skies linger across the area today with some partial clearing possible late. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay fairly steady in the 20s with a gusty northwest wind of 12 to 25 miles per hour. There also is a slight chance of some flurries or snow showers through midday. Lows near 14 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you've missed any of the interviews that we've had on today's program with Dana Altman or Craig Schnitzer of Kennesaw, Randy Bauer, Pleasanton Boys basketball coach, or even yesterday with all the great folks we had on from UNK and Nebraska baseball earlier in the week, Jim LeMaster stepping down at Adams Central. Any of the interviews, they've been on there at least a couple of months of Doug and Daddy podcast. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, Terry Douglas, and you can listen to any Doug and Daddy Show. ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the podcast. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft in Kearney. Ooh, doggy, it's not going to be too long until we get to the Outback and enjoy some outside weather. I love that part. But right now, Derek.
Today, with boys basketball tournaments coming up tomorrow, we start the Tony Davis Record Watch. 94 points is the record in C2 for the tournament. And Tony, you obviously love the consolation games. The fact that those are going to count towards these records gives you your record a chance to fall here. And Doug, you know, I've been calling Tony here over the last week or so a Mercury Morris or Mercury Davis because he said, my record can't fall.
It won't fall.
Class C2, 94 points. Tony Davis Bertrand, 1992. We're starting the record watch today, buddy. It's going to fall. I feel it.
Zach Rosenboom from the Oakland Craig Knights coming in at 18.9 points a game. Jen Scholl from Deschler Dragons, our friend Bill and Deschler, 21.1 points.
See, 21, he could come out for 31.
See, Greg Nissen only averages 15, but boy, I can see him. He gets hot from the outside, and somebody fails to play defense, he's somebody that can make a run at
on you.
There's no real heavy hitters, but you know what? Somebody could come out and just start lighting it up.
Out of Ponca.
So, you know, you bring up the third place game. I talked to somebody last night, actually. Talking about the third place game. A lot of people are asking me about the third place game because they know I've got a strong opinion on the third place game, and it sucks. All right, I get that out of the way right now. But this particular person goes, you don't even get a third place track, you know, in a track meet. Why the hell do you want one at the state tournament? Give the kids a bronze medal and send them home. What are you going to do with that trophy? What would you do with the third place trophy? Oh, let's be proud of this.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should contact one of the coaches that got one last week.
Somebody could put it on their mantle right next to their C2 scoring record for the tournament.
Oh! Do you realize that your record has held so long that most of the kids playing in the state tournament will not have even been born when you broke that record? That's right, 16 years ago, Putz Boy. Name the three teams you defeated in the 1992 state tournament.
We beat Kennesaw in the first round.
So that's the last time they were there.
John Heckenlively.
And you didn't bring that up to Coach Schnitzler?
Well,
The last time Kennesaw was there?
I did not realize that.
1992, and you sent him home?
John Heckenlively.
No wonder the Blue Devils hate you.
He was an all-stater.
I can't believe you get into the Silver Dollar.
Silver Dollar, by the way, one of my favorite places to go in all of Kennesaw. Okay, we beat Kennesaw, then we beat Newman Grove, and then we pencil whipped Shelby in the finals.
All right, who do you like?
Okay, I want to get back to this. The third place games... Find me one person that thinks they're a good thing. Find me one person.
Well, let's get through this weekend.
Mercury Davis.
Let's get through this weekend. All right, Daddy, let's make our picks because you have a much more bigger opinion on the boys than you ever did the girls. Let's start in Class A. Who do you have as your state champion?
I've got Omaha Central.
I have chosen Omaha Creighton Prep.
I've got Central and Prep meeting in the finals. I've got Ralston exiting in the first round.
Class B.
I've got Scott beating Beatrice. Beatrice is a champion.
I have Beatrice.
I've got Scott facing Beatrice. Beatrice is a champion.
I have Beatrice as the champ there as well. Boy, Class B first round.
Blah, blah, blah.
C1, not that way. Who do you have coming out of this unbelievably balanced C1 field?
I've got Pierce beating Bennington.
I like that selection. I have Pierce, but you know what? There's no surprises here. There's no surprises here. I think Pierce does beat Boys Town. The more I kind of look at this, Boys Town is good, but I think Pierce beats Boys Town tomorrow morning.
Doug, if you jump back to Class B on Friday, I think Scott plays Pius. Who do you want to lose more?
It's Lent. Leave us Catholics alone, you heathen.
Oh, you sucker.
C2, I have Ravenna.
I've got Ravenna defeating Ponca.
Well, of course, Ravenna's going to play Elmwood Murdoch in the finals. We all know that. In Class D1, this is everybody's pick, Archbishop Bergen. Although, Hayes Center, kind of look out. Look out.
I've got Humphrey actually facing Bergen, so it'll be interesting to see as D1 shakes out.
I like the guys from Hayes Center. We saw them play a little football. I think they can play some basketball, too. And in D2, Daddy, I'll go first because I have selected the Pleasanton Bulldogs.
You know what? I'll go second and say, Pleasanton, prove me wrong. I'm still scarred by watching that game you played there a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Let's go. Let's get the job done. You started your mission early this year. You played a great season of basketball. Let's finish it at the state tournament. Until you prove me wrong, I'm picking Ewing to defeat Pleasanton.
Remember Monday, folks, pretty much open phone lines for you to call Daddy, all Pleasanton Bulldog fans.
Okay, and if you're one of the 13 people attending the consolation games, enjoy them.
Coming up Monday, Harlem Globetrotters live in studio, getting ready for their appearance coming up in the near future at the First Tier Event Center. Anything we missed, Daddy?
No, I think
One other football note. Coach Bo Pelini saying the Huskers have lost corner Anthony Blue for spring practice. The sophomore to be suffered a knee injury in winter conditioning. He played in all 12 games last season as a true freshman. He was expected to go into spring practice as a candidate for the number one job at corner. Huskers must replace your man, Courtney Grigsby, Zach Bowman, and Andre Jones. Only Armando Murillo returns with starting experience.
Doug, I pose this question to you. Somebody loses a heartbreaker in the semifinals, and they don't show up for a consolation game. What happens to them? That's what I challenge every coach out there. If you get beat in the semifinals, take your kids home. They don't want to play on Saturday. What happens?
Wow.
What happens if they just don't show up?
The other team wins.
Great. Here's a trophy.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for joining us on the show today. Creighton head men's basketball coach Dana Altman, the head boys basketball coaches at Pleasanton and Kennesaw, Randy Bauer, and, of course, Craig Schnitzler, to all the teams from the area that are going. Callaway, good luck. 58 years. Let's see what you can do. Kearney High, good luck. See if we can get back to the semifinals. Prove Daddy wrong with his pick. Coming up tomorrow, no show because of the Minden-St. Cecilia game. We'll be back with you Friday from Lincoln.
All the area teams. And I'm going to give them all a rundown. I'm going to give them all a shout-out. We're going over. That's all right. Kearney, McCook, Minden, Hastings-St. Cecilia, Ravenna, Central Catholic, Bill and Deschler. Cheer them on tomorrow. Heartland, Kennesaw, Palmer, Callaway. And you know what? Pleasanton and Hampton as well. All area teams
participating.
Bruning Davenport as well, facing off with Hampton, a rematch of a sub-district game.
Derek, have a nice day.
You too, guys.
See you Friday. Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.